Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
Last year in the NFL, there were 10 rookie quarterbacks to get a start. That was a record. The draft class not as ripe here in 2025. So how many will be starting this year? Well, the over-under is 5.5. 5.5 rookie QBs to start a game in 2025. Odds makers set the line at Shedeur Sanders for 2.5 starts. Set the line at Dylan Gabriel for 2.5 starts. Set the line at Jackson Dart for 1.5 starts. That's gone up to 2.5. Oddsmakers think Shedeur Sanders will take more snaps than Dylan Gabriel. Oddsmakers think Joe Flacco will be the starting quarterback week one for the Browns. Oddsmakers think Tyler Shuck will be the starting quarterback week one for the Saints. Oddsmakers, schmods, schmakers, I say. To the Bartometer! So what the Bartometer is going to do tonight is it's going to tell us which rookie quarterbacks will get the most starts. As we progress down, some may not end up getting starts, but we're going to go in likelihood of order of getting the most starts. I think I made that sound a tweak more, what did he say, than it needed to be. Who's getting the most starts? We'll start at the top. So let's start at the top. The quarterback that will get the most starts, number one. Call me optimist, but I got to tell you, I really like this Dylan Gabriel kid. It's not even funny. No reason to do that. It's going to be Cam Ward. Cam Ward was drafted to be the starter for Tennessee. Cam Ward is not going to be benched at any time. They are going to give Cam Ward all of the starts unless he gets hurt. He will be starting the most games of any rookie quarterback. And again, no primetime games, no standalone windows. He can struggle all he wants without the pressure of having to be good. If he does well and things change, maybe a flex game later on in the season. Okay, great. But I do think one of the reasons that NFL media fans, that we still give Trevor Lawrence more of a leash, more of a pass, is we just haven't seen him play that much. Statistically, he's about as Daniel Jones as there is. But Daniel Jones played in New York and is in the NFC East, and there's a lot more TV and pressure and coverage that comes with that. Cam Ward's going to have the benefit of not having the bright lights on him. And I think that that will benefit all parties there in Tennessee. And he was the number one overall pick. That is a no-brainer. Cam Ward will get the most starts out of any rookie quarterback. And number two, that Watt is going to be the third quarterback taken off the board. At pick number 40, Tyler Shuck, quarterback out of Louisville. I don't know where he would have been if Derek Carr was not injured and came back. Certainly, you could think lower. But Derek Carr is not just injured. Derek Carr is retired, I guess. And he is going to be the starting quarterback in that room. Unless you're a Spencer Rattler believer. Which, you know, I thought I would have thrown some long shots on him to turn out. Maybe take him in some dynasty leagues, hope for the best. Not seemingly the case. Jake Haener also on this roster. You know, maybe those guys get starts if there's an injury. I don't think the Saints, with Kellen Moore being there now, and they're going to need to try to figure out, like, is Tyler Shuck the guy? And you have a year to do it. Because you're probably not going to be that good. You're probably going to have another high draft pick. And now he's 25 years old already. So he's like as old as Trevor Lawrence. So if you're bad, you've got a guy that you can say, okay, we'll move on next year and draft another guy, no harm, no foul. But they're going to at least do their due diligence. There may be a week where he's hurt, or there may be like, you know, let's just kind of reward one of these other guys for starting. But he should get double-digit starts in New Orleans. And again, no primetime games. We'll all be none the wiser to what the hell goes on down there in the Superdome. So Tyler Shuck, number two. The quarterback that will get the third most starts I'm telling you, before the schedule came out, this guy would have been a lot lower. But Jackson Dart is at number three. The Giants' schedule is already hard. But then the way it's laid out is bad for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. At Washington, at Dallas. Okay. Then you get a home game. Thank God. Oh, it's Sunday night. Oh, it's against Kansas City. Then you got the Chargers coming to town. Then you're at New Orleans. All right? I don't know, but you're at New Orleans. Eagles, then at Denver, then at Eagles, then San Francisco, at Chicago, Green Bay, at Detroit. Where are the wins coming here? Two? Two wins there? So what's going to happen is what teams need to prevent from happening. And this is why I say if you have a GM or a coach that is on the hot seat, just fire them. Because are they going to be looking out for the best interest of the Giants, or are they going to be looking out for the best interest of their jobs? Because if they get to 0-4, I mean, you may see Jackson's Dart start way sooner than they traded up for this guy. It's not like they don't believe in him. They took him over Shadur and all these other guys. So they certainly like him. But I think because the schedule's tougher than we thought it would be, as we knew it would be tough. We knew who they're going to play. But as it's laid out, this could be a situation where the pressure's on and they start to do things, the front office, to not really put the Giants first, but to try to save their asses. And, well, how do they save their asses? Well, what they do is they tie themselves then to the development of Jackson Dart. And especially, like, that would be the move. That would be the play. You go 0-4, and then you bench Russell Wilson so that you can start Jackson Dart against the lowly Saints. And then hope, you know, Philadelphia, then on a short week, you know, maybe you're at home. So that, I think, is the move. Vegas, Carlos, has Jackson Dart at 2.5 starts. I think it's incredibly more than that. Bartometer's looking at least half the season.
Vegas is on to something. The reason why it's 2.5, this might be the most comfortable under I'm going to take. We're not going to see Jackson Dart all year.
I would bet you on that.
We'll work something out. We're not going to see Jackson Dart all year. They did not bring. If it was just Russell Wilson that came in to be the quarterback, all right, then maybe I can entertain it. They're going to have Russell Wilson be your starter. They're going to have Jameis Winston be number two, and your Jackson Dart's going to be your three. He might not even dress the first half of the season.
All right, I got a bet for you.
I'm listening.
Let's say I do come to New York.
We've already discussed this. You're coming. Just stop saying the if already.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Stop saying if already.
I don't know that I'm comfortable flying.
Let me try this in Korean. Stop saying if already.
Airplane. Week 11. What if we did an over-under Jackson Dart 1.5 starts by week 11? Loser buys the tickets.
Ooh. I sort of like this, but we're also going to try to finagle management to give us tickets.
Oh, yeah.
We might have to work something out, but I like where your head's at.
Loser pays for parking.
I can easily take that. Yes, handshake.
Loser buys a beer.
Well, we're going to be bombed out of our minds before that game even starts.
Loser buys the liquor to fill up the shot skis. Do you know what those are?
No. What is that?
So it's a shot ski. So what you do is you take a ski, like a ski. And then you fill four. You
know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Put four shot glasses on it, and it's connected. You bolt it in or however you do it, and then you fill it up, and then four people take the ski back at the same time. It's a shot ski.
Yeah, I'm looking on the interwebs right now. That's pretty cool.
I think that's a Midwest thing.
Totally is, but I am from the Midwest, so why not tap into my hometown heritage?
All right, but the Bartometer disagrees with you, so the Bartometer's got Jackson Dart at 3. At number 4... Number four is tough. Shedeur Sanders is at number 4. Over Dylan Gabriel. Shedeur Sanders will get starts. He is going to play and he's going to get starts. We were shocked that he fell to the 5th round. And so we were processing that. And we knew at the time the Browns had taken another quarterback. So we're like, oh, that's pretty LOL crazy. But the further removed I am from the draft, the more I'm like, oh my God, the Browns took another quarterback. Dylan Gabriel. I love the theory that they took Dylan Gabriel to prevent Jimmy Haslam, the owner, from making the call and say, hey, we got to do this. Because that's what it seemed like might have happened. Now, if Stefanski and Andrew Berry, if Jimmy Haslam wanted Sanders, couldn't they just have said no? Was he going to fire them? He's going to fire them for not taking Shedeur? But I think Shadur's better, and I think he's going to get some starts. I don't know where Dylan Gabriel starts come. Now, there's guys he's going to be ahead because it's going to be harder for those guys to get on the field. But I don't... When do you start Dylan Gabriel? Do you give him... Because you've got Kenny Pickett, you got Joe Flacco. One of those guys can't be on the roster, right? Or are you cutting one of the rookies? And if you cut one of the rookies, you're not cutting Shedeur Sanders. You are just not. And you're not cutting Dylan Gabriel either. So Flacco or Pickett are either going to be cut or traded. And then once you bench one of those guys, you're going to go to Dylan Gabriel first? You would go to Dylan Gabriel just as a procedural move because you know you're eventually going to go to Shedeur. Shedeur's 4 on this list for who will get the most starts as a rookie quarterback. Number 5. Will Howard, Pittsburgh Steelers, taken in the 6th round. Maybe Rodgers comes, maybe he doesn't. I still think if Rodgers comes, he shows up late summer. I also think it's likely that he just doesn't come. But if he's not there, Mason Rudolph's the quarterback. And I do believe Tomlin would ride Mason Rudolph until it was just untenable. And then he had to go to Will Howard. Will Howard will start a game in 2025. Just a matter of what the circumstances are for that to happen. At number six, that is where we find Dylan Gabriel. Because ultimately, I think Cleveland will give him a start. He will start at some point. Now, will it be late in the season, week 17 and 18, after they've seen Shadur and want to at least see what they have in Gabriel? Will they do the political thing of starting their higher drafted quarterback first before they do go to the rookies? I'm not sure. But there are starts to come for Dylan Gabriel. At number seven, let's do number eight, too. Fire up number eight. Give me number eight. Because these aren't that sexy. Jalen Milroe, Seattle at seven. Kyle McCord, Philadelphia at five. Or at eight, rather. Eight. What am I doing? And those would be injuries that pop up. Philadelphia does have Tanner McKee. So maybe he starts, but I think they'd like to see what McCord has. I think Jalen Milroe would get a start behind Sam Darnold. Perhaps Drew Locke's there, right? He came back. Or did he go? Where's Drew Locke? Is he back there? Yeah, he's back there. But I think those guys would be likely to start. So that's what makes it interesting is 5.5 is the number. 5.5 is Vegas' over-under. Cam Ward's starting. Tyler Shuck is starting. I think Jackson Dart will get a start. Shadur is getting a start. So maybe the under looks good, because then now we're talking about Will Howard and Dylan Gabriel and Jalen Milroe. But again, guys do get hurt. Week 18, you got to factor all those in when you're thinking of that. But the Bartometer is saying tonight, these are the quarterbacks that will get the most starts, rookie quarterbacks in the NFL. Number one, Cam Ward. Number two, Tyler Shuck. Number three, Jackson Dart. Four, Shadur Sanders. Five, Will Howard. Six, Dylan Gabriel. Seven, Jalen Milroe. And eight, Kyle McCord. Not making the list. Quinn Ewers. Cam Miller. Tommy Mellott. Graham Mertz. Nathan Rourke. Brock Bosmer. Who? I think a sleeper is Riley Leonard in Indianapolis. Although I do think that Anthony Richardson not only wins that job, but kind of has a decent year. Bartometer, thank you for your services. You may go night-night.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.